Welcome students to the subject of managerial economics. This is Simranjeet over here and I would be taking up your managerial economics sessions. So I welcome you all to this new course with the subject of managerial economics. Now I may have different students in my class who may be from commerce as well as from the non-commerce background. Before we proceed further, managerial economics, which you are going to study in your present curriculum, is a subject which is an application of economic theory to business practice. As managers in organizations are continuously involved with the task of decision making. Well, so the role that economics is going to play in their decision making is what managerial economics is trying to look at. Now, when we talk about managerial economics, first you can see that the term is made up of two different subjects, managerial economics. So yes, we have management on one side and we have economics on the other. In every business organization, the role of managers is becoming far complex today. An attempt is made over here to bridge the gap that was there in economics and that is there in business practice. Now, what I mean to say is, economics as a subject, we all understand its importance because right from our day-to-day decisions, economics is a part and parcel of our life. What does economics revolve around? It revolves around resources, wants, how we make use of the resources to meet our multiple wants. You get up early morning and the moment you get up, you have to start making your decisions. You start with your time management to your office or your college. So you start with economic basics. A very basic example, what should I have? Should I have tea or should I have coffee? When I leave my house, should I take an auto, book a Ola, or should I prefer a own car, or should I go for some other public utility services? Choices. What I mean to say is that we have fundamental choices. And out of these various choices, we have to select one. Economics is an art in which we try to select from the various options given to us. There are many theories of economics. There are many theoretical framework of economics. However, what is there in theory and what we actually find in practice, there is always a gap. Managerial economics has tried to narrow down this gap by applying certain fundamental principles of economics which can facilitate decision making of managers. Topics like demand, supply, market, pricing play a very important role in the day-to-day decision making of any business organization. So here you are all set to go further with the subject of managerial economics and try to understand how basic concepts, tools of economics can be applied in the study of business management. So with that, we proceed with our first chapter of managerial economics. Hope you really have very fruitful sessions, and as you go ahead exploring this subject, your horizon of thinking of economics and management starts becoming more and more clear. So with that, I welcome you all to the subject of managerial economics, and may you have more and more ideas from your mind to apply economics in the day-to-day life along with the study of business management. So let's begin further. We go ahead. We start with chapter 1. Chapter 1 is Introduction to Managerial Economics. In this, you will be going through various objectives like how do you define managerial economics? What is its nature and scope? What are the features? And yes, how is economics important for our lives as well? We have picked up a point on economic principles or relevant to managerial decision making. So economic principles relevant to managerial decision making. Here we are going to look at certain economic tools and principles which are found to be of relevance and application in business organization. And finally, we are moving to central problems of an economy. What are the problems that the economy is facing? What are the central problems and are they relevant for business decision making? So these are the objectives that would be covered in our chapter one. We proceed further. So let's understand in this slide how managerial economics is being defined. Here we have a very famous definition picked up by Milton Spencer and Lewis Siegelman. They believe that managerial economics is an integration. See, the word integration is bringing together economic theory with business practice to facilitate decision making and forward planning. The two most important functions of every business organization is making decisions and executing plans. So we are going to look at various economic theories that can be suitably used for various decisions and plans undertaken in business practices. We move further. Here we have picked up the second definition or the meaning of Eugene Brigham and James Pappas. They say economic theory is an application. So they have used the word application. According to them, when we start applying economic theory or some economic laws or some economic methods to understand business administration, that's managerial economics. So you can see that when you compare these two definitions, you would understand one thing, that managerial economics is purely an understanding and application and integration of economic theory, economic methods to business administration, business practices, business decision making, or business plans. We move to the next slide where we will look upon the features of managerial economics. This will give you a clear idea of what managerial economics is all about. Here we have highlighted some features of managerial economics. It's macroeconomics, it's normative, it's a microeconomic oriented, it's normative approach. Knowledge of macroeconomic is essential. Its emphasis is on case study and sophisticated and developing discipline. So how do you understand this? First, you can see here micro and macro. So one thing is very clear. Managerial economics includes both micro and macroeconomics. It gives a lot of emphasis on case studies. It is considered as a very sophisticated and a very developing discipline. That means it is a subject which has started gaining prime importance in the study of business management, especially by the students who are into a professional course of business administration. And it has a normative approach. So how do you remember it? Micro, macro, normative, case study, sophisticated and developing discipline. So the words that you will memorize is micro, macro, normative, case study, discipline. Micro, macro, normative, case study, discipline. We start first, one by one we will be elaborating. So the very first is microeconomic oriented. Microeconomic oriented. Now the students who are from the non-commerce, how do you understand the word micro? Microeconomic approach is one, individual. In microeconomics, we are only interested in the study of an individual unit. That individual unit can be a consumer, a producer, a business unit. It can be a particular product we are trying to understand. So in microeconomic approach, we are interested in understanding how the decision-making ability takes place at individual level. How does your company manager makes decision? What is the pricing strategy of your specific company? So today, if we talk about companies like Infosys, or we talk about Airtel, we talk about Jio, then what pricing strategy is adopted by Jio? What pricing strategy is adopted by Toyota when it is or Toyota when it's launching its new automobile? What is the pricing strategy of Hindustan Unilever? So we are interested in individual particular. Microeconomics never deals with the whole economy. So here I have emphasized macro approach will always be dealing with the whole economy, whereas micro will always be focusing on individual. So students have to differentiate individual with whole. One specific particular is individual, that is micro. When we talk of national, total, aggregate, general, that becomes macro. So the very first feature is, because my managerial economics is interested in the decision-making ability at firm level, it is said to have a microeconomic approach. The next is macroeconomic. As I said, the words like national, general, total becomes the study of macroeconomic approach. Macroeconomic approach has to be assisted with microeconomic. Reason? No firm works in isolation. If you have a particular change of government policy, like the 5G introduced by the government, or the government giving a signal to the 5G. Now, what happens when 5G is implemented in the system? Definitely, it will impact the individual decision making of the firms, especially the IT firms. Especially when we talk about the companies which are manufacturing the smartphones. Now, are the smartphones compatible with the 5G software? So these all becomes the micro level decision making. So we are trying to tell you here that managerial economics needs to have a combination of micro approach for individual decision making, but based on understanding the macro environment in which they are working. Because every business firm works in a macro environment. So macro and microeconomic approach both complement each other in managerial economics. We go next. Here we go to the third feature, which is normative approach. Normative approach. Normative approach is an approach as the things should be. चीजें कैसी होनी चाहिए, जो जैसे है चला आ रहा है, हम उसको एक्सेप्ट कर रहे हैं, वो है पॉजिटिव अप्रोच. पॉजिटिव अप्रोच इज द अप्रोच विच इज वी आर कंसर्न विद द सिचुएशन एज इट इज. नाउ वेन एवर वी आर ट्राइंग टू स्टडी एनी सब्जेक्ट, नाउ वेन वी से फॉर द स्टडी ऑफ साइंस वी से मैनेजरियल इकोनॉमिक्स. इकोनॉमिक्स इज एक्चुअली अ सोशल साइंस. Whenever we say it is a science, it means cause and effect relation. We try to understand what happens when there is a change which is brought in. Like if today companies are moving from fuel-based to electric-based automobiles, how is it going to affect the system? How is it going to affect the sales? How is it going to affect the speed? How is it going to affect the market? So science, economics is a social science, means it tries to study cause and effect relation. And at the same time, when we say it is an, it's basically having two approaches, positive and normative. Positive approach says, like if we talk about post lockdown and pre lockdown, COVID pandemic situation. Positive approach mein tha, okay, this is the situation, this is the problem that the world level is facing. Now, world level par jo ho raha tha, that there was a complete shutdown, there was a complete lockdown, that was a positive approach. You are looking at a situation as it is. Normative is decision making. What is the government doing now? How is the government preparing itself to fight against this particular pandemic? What are the necessary steps the government is taking to prevent it or to fight it? That is called normative approach. Managerial economics should have a normative approach. When we say normative approach, how is a company going to make its decisions? And while making it decisions, it also has to have a positive approach. If I make this decision, how is it going to impact? What will be the impact of my change of strategy? Like today, companies are having a automated system where they have SAP system. The entire data of the employees are stored in the SAP system. There is more surveillance over the work of the employees. What if the employees are made to work for extra hours? How is it going to impact the total outcome? So, understanding cause and effect, observing a situation, understanding the cause and effect, and then making decisions is all said to have a normative approach. The aim of managerial economics, as we have elaborated, is not to just describe, but to prescribe. So whenever we start prescribing policy making approach, it is termed as normative approach. As we have already discussed, why managerial economics is very, very important, and why has a manager needs to understand the macro economic environment, because we say firms never work in isolation. So as I said, there is competition, government intervention, tariffs, trade and monetary policies, liberalization, and with 5G coming in, and with you can say post-COVID, lot of work from home culture coming in, setting in. I'm sure that the market environment has undergone a drastic change. As we keep reading in the newspapers, that the entire work culture has undergone a shift, has undergone a gradual change. With the coming of OTT platforms, the entire entertainment industry and the targets and the work culture has undergone a change. The way people today are looking at entertainment is altogether different than what it was 10 or 20 years back, right? So, understanding the macro level changes is very, very important for micro level decision making. So this is one very important feature which we had already discussed before. We move to the next, which says that one of the features of managerial economics is that it emphasizes a lot on case study. Now why? Why we need to focus on case studies? As you will go through your curriculum, you will find at the end of every chapter, we have tried to assist a case study. Now, this feature of managerial economics is being implemented in your e-books. Because case study gives you a overall picture of a particular economic aspect that we are looking from the business practice point of view. It becomes very easy to understand that a business problem that is being faced or a business concept that is being discussed, a case study throws a light on that. It's not possible for us to move into the market every time. So case study becomes a platform for you to go through and see which particular aspects of a particular topic can be suitably used in understanding the case study. Very, very strong and very, very useful method for understanding application of any subject. So that attempt is made in managerial economics by bringing case studies, correlating case studies with the theoretical framework for the students. The next feature that you see over here is, it is a sophisticated and a developing discipline. When we say it is a sophisticated, it is making use of a lot of scientific methods. It is making use of statistics and mathematics. So, when we talk about statistical methods, mathematical, we are here making use of equations. We are here going to make use of diagrams. We are going to use certain type of statistical data. Like I want to understand a consumer's buying behavior. So I will need to track, I will need to collect data on the consumer's buying. How much is the consumer spending? You will find that this type of statistical data of the customer today is very, very promptly used by companies for marketing strategies, for providing certain type of marketing gimmicks to its specific customers. Today we are in such a competitive market that consumer data becomes a very essential input for the company to decide what the customer is, to understand the customer's psychology, and at the same time devise a product, design a product to meet the needs of our customer. So that is called as a very scientific and a very statistical method. Scientific, as I told you, the cause and effect. What if this particular advertisement is launched at this particular time? How is it going to impact the customer? So trying to understand consumer psychology, because that's what companies are here for. They have to know what the customer needs, what the customer demands, so that they can organize their production plans, they can utilize their resources, and they can ultimately aim at attaining revenues from the company. Computers are today being used in building such type of scientific and practical models, and they are becoming very, very useful for the companies to at least minimize the risk. Minimize the risk and bring down the uncertainty. We are living in a very, very complex market environment where market competition is rapidly moving ahead. Whenever there is a lot of uncertainty in the market, the risk factor increases. Now, to minimize the risk, companies are developing softwares, they are making use of certain softwares which are heavily based on a lot of statistical research and very, very useful for making sound forecasting predictions. So this is one very important scope that managerial economics has today come up with, and it is being used a lot. The data analysts are making use of it for better and better forecast for the companies in the short as well as the long run. Well, after understanding these various features of managerial economics, we are moving here to the scope and subject matter. Scope and subject matter, it takes you to the understanding of managerial economics. It tries to make you understand what does managerial economics try to cover up. What are the areas it is going to cover up? The first thing that you have to be very clear in the nutshell, that managerial economics revolves around the theory of business firms. Managerial economics revolves around the theory of business firm. Now, to understand the entire scope of managerial economics, we are dividing it into two aspects, two broad categories, the financial and the physical or technical aspect. The financial aspect is revolving around the cost and revenue side, whereas the physical or technical aspect deals with input-output relationship. Now, let me correlate these two things. What are business firms here for? Why are enterprises investing crores of rupees? First is, they are here as manufacturing units. They are here as production houses. Being the production houses, the first thing is that when a company is set up, it needs to allocate the resources. Companies are interested in input-output relationship. What are the resources which will be used for a desirable outcome? Even when we have projects which companies have, we have manufacturing units, we have companies making consumer goods to capital goods to service organizations, and it's many. We have industries classified into small scale, medium scale, large scale, right? We have organizations which are single proprietorship, joint ventures, okay? We may have companies which are mergers and acquisitions collaborated together. We have companies which are owned by public sector as well as some owned by private sector, and so on. It's altogether a different category of classification of firms and organization. But one thing which is very common in all of them is that they are all here to produce and give output in the market. Ultimately, they are all the output oriented firms, right? So when we talk about output, to get a desirable output, we need inputs. So the physical aspect or the technical aspect of a business firm is that they are producing agents. They are interested in giving a desired output. Now, when we talk about output, we have to relate it with input, because output functionally depends on input. That's production analysis. So understanding the input-output relation is the physical aspect of managerial economics, which is very clearly connected with chapters like production, markets, supply of economic theory. So economic theories on supply, on production, on market will throw a light on understanding input-output relationships. Physical aspect. Physical aspect comes because no resources are free. So when there is an input used for a desirable output, the input will not be free. So there will be definitely a cost involved. So what is the cost involved is very, very important. Today, companies who are aiming at profit margins, they are all those companies who are aiming at a they are aiming at profit, they are able to attain profit because of cost minimization strategies. So cost is a very important financial aspect in decision making. And it's not just cost. Once the company is incurring a cost, see, now the company is manufacturing a product. Let's say the company is manufacturing electric cars. Okay, so if we have Toyota, or if we have, let's say, Mahindra and Mahindra, if they are coming up with, let's say, cars, electric cars, then the cost involved in manufacturing, the cost which is involved in manufacturing, the cost will be the cost of all the inputs. Once the output is attained, the sale of output will give revenue. So input cost and output revenue. So the physical and financial aspect are interlinked. That whenever a company is making a decision of expanding its scale of operation or moving to a new line of operation or just setting up a business enterprise, first thing is what the company is going to manufacture. What is the company's output? The output will depend on demand, because the company needs to understand what the customer needs. So if people are started moving from, let's say, more of fast food to organic food, then the food companies will take this as a very important consumer behavioral change, and accordingly their output strategies will change. So now, instead of making more of fast food, let's say companies like Lay's, they find that the customers are started switching from more salt to less salt intake. So they will definitely have to change their scale of output, right? Not only the scale of output, but also the product itself. So output that the company is going to make will have less content of salt, or they'll have something which is more healthy snack for the customer. Today, when it comes to nutrition and food and consumer health, there is a very strong correlation. As the awareness regarding customer health is expanding, or you can say increasing in the market, the customers are definitely looking for how they are going to go for food which is like a healthy snack. So companies accordingly look at this consumer behavior and define, change their output targets. Now, output, if it changes, definitely there is going to be a change in input, and the change in input needs to be related with cost. Because once input is changing, how the cost is undergoing a change. And it's not just the cost and the input, the company is interested in the revenue that they are going to attain. Because revenue minus cost will give you the profit. So today, when we talk about the decision making of every individual organization, It is revolving around the cost and revenue, input, output. That's nothing but the financial and the physical aspect. Now here we move to the financial aspect in detail, as you can see over here. The financial aspect is basically revolving around cost side and revenue side. Okay, and the firm aims to gain profit, and not just profit, but they want maximum possible profit. So this is how the economic theory is linked with what the practical business firms are aiming at. They are aiming at not just profit, but maximum possible profit. The technical aspect, the aim of a managerial economist, as I said, is here related to optimization. They are all concerned with how they can make the best possible use of their available resources. So first, the company will always try to utilize its available resources. The resources can be land, labor, capital, enterprise, the infrastructure of the company, okay, the fixed and variable assets of the company, so that they can make the maximum possible desirable output. This is a small snapshot given to the students to understand the relation between managerial economics and economics. So it's how do you differentiate between the two? So when you look here, this is giving you an idea what management is and what economics is. So when we talk about management, management is basically understood as what? Creating and maintaining the internal environment in which the firm is operating. So every individual firm has to operate within its internal environment with a group of manpower that it has, the resources that it has, okay, in order to attain some of the group goals. When we talk about economics, economics is purely engaged with providing answers related to most of the scarcity related issues. So economist says that we are interested in understanding how the company decides what to produce, how to produce, for whom to produce. So basically demand, consumer, how to produce production, what to produce, and for whom to produce is the consumer segmentation. But business is much more, management is much more wider than that, because management involves coordination. It's an ongoing process, okay? It has a purposive process, which means what are the targets that the company has and how is it going to attain it. And it is said that management is basically an art of getting the things done by other people, because every individual differs. Every business organization differs. So you cannot have a thumb rule which will apply to all the business enterprises. So how economics tries to adjust to the internal environment of an organization, which theories are suitably applied for which organization, is what managerial economics has tried to understand with the help of one very important tool which you have studied in feature. Yeah, tell me. The case study. Case studies throw light on the internal environment of an organization and linking the economic theory for that specific organization. Thank you.